But the, at but the Mr. end of the day, it is the growth of the economy. I really can't. I'm really trying to yes. pull this conversation in because we've been going on a yes. bit long, and I really have all these. Okay, but hold on, I ain't finished yet with you. Hold a second now. Hold a second.
Okay.
And you talk and talk because I want you to develop your point. Because I recognize where you're going, and I really want you to develop your point. But at the end of the day, I know what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. You have to have a more comprehensive. They need it, in my view, and I'm not an economist. But in the little training that I had, a little above economics 101, a little above that, okay, there was always a need for a comprehensive approach. You see, the sale of the Hilton, the sale of BNTCL, and the sale of this or the sale of that. That or getting money, getting your financial people to like the insurance companies to bring back anything, that is in my view a piecemeal approach. Okay, what you need in my view is to have a comprehensive approach, which would be you go to the IMF from early, and in my view from 2013, if we had gone to the IMF back then, when we had a higher level of reserves, we would have gotten a better deal. Okay, the austerity would still be there, and we've been going through the austerity anyhow, but we would have had a better deal then. And I am telling you, based on how life has now, how life presented itself, because between 2013 and now, we've had low prices, prices for petroleum. We've had high tourism receipts in terms of people traveling. And if we had taken the action back then to also restructure our statutory corporation, as was being discussed even in the election in terms of privatization, in this election today, the government would be looking we'd be looking at a situation in 1999 where the government would have done so well. That is what I see. That's what I see. Instead, you have a situation where the government is not even trying to defend their record over the last 10 years. And they come with the same lame argument all the time.
I cannot speak for the government and the defense of their record. From observation, from observation, saying, and I was going from the perspective that you were indicating journalists is not supposed to do X, Y, Z. I'm just saying that I believe there's enough information out there that at least they can present to us both sides of the picture as a journalist. Now, in my
and
part,
I can't disagree
I would like
with
to
that.
Ask you, I would like
and
to
I cannot
ask
disagree
you this
with
question.
That.
And I appreciate your acknowledgement of that. I would like to ask you this question, sir. Given all the things that I indicated earlier, you just also indicated that the challenges that we're facing, and if we had gone to the IMF earlier, we would probably been in a better position and that sort of thing. Tell me, when you look at the promises that are being played on your radio station almost every 10 minutes or so, where these promises that we are going to increase expenditure and reduce income, tell me, how are we going to facilitate this, given that the GDP is not growing, we are not earning, and given also that the sectors that had to get reduced funding, how are we gonna do it, please?
I can only tell you, I will tell you what they said. Okay, it is about options. It is about reprofiling. Once you reprofile that, you will have some elbow room. Once you have that elbow room, you would use the income from there. That is all I can tell you what they said, because that is what they said. I have my opinion, and on Friday, God willing, well, I'll be back, God willing, on Sunday. I will give my opinion then. But for now, I can only tell you what they said. We got to go. It's 103. Thank you very much for your call. I really enjoyed that conversation, by the way. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Sir, a blessed day to you.
And to you.
Thank you kindly. interesting that you say that you'll make your, give your opinion then and not now, which tells me, which gives me the impression that the proposal that they're proposing does not sit well with you.
That's your impression. You can have any impression that you want.
All right, tell me I'm wrong, man.
I said you could have any impression that you want.
Okay, but will you be prepared to tell me that I'm wrong?
I just answered you twice. You want to hear it for a third time?
I see you're afraid to answer that.
I ain't afraid to answer it.
I
am giving you an answer. You could have impression of what I said.
Let's go on. It's an avoidance. Anyway,
And I have that right to avoid, like you have that right to avoid. The point about it is, okay, at the end of the day, when I sit here, my job is to be as fair and as balanced as possible. I have my opinions. Some of them I have written even before I came here, so they're quite clear. And there's some, the gentleman just now said, my slip may be showing. Okay, there are other people I've read here and said my slip is showing. So if you are now going to ask me that question, and I know that you are a regular, you already have an answer. So don't do that. Come again.
Ask your
question. Don't waste my time or the public's time. Come on.
Sir.
You have your opinion.
But why would you think that I'm wasting time? We are conversing. Why would you say that?
Could you ask your question?
That's not very courteous, you know?
Well.
Let me go on here.
Please.
I would like to suggest, well, you may say to me, it's a little late now, that the station, because I suggest this with the other station as well, to ask Professor Michael Howard to host a program with him, because he seems to have some very clear concerns about what is being proposed in the manifesto of the Barbados Labour Party. In fact, he is not, in my view, very happy with them. They're very concerning, see? Because in that, if you have a fiscal problem here in Barbados, then to have introduced all of these, what we would call giveaways as such, it would automatically put the country in more peril. So he's concerned about that. And I wonder why it is that it is not further or more discussion on that on the station, you know? I think it would,
but sir, Mr. Professor Howard had an article in the Sunday Sun, where he wrote, writing under his own name and own pen, in other words, he wrote the article explaining his reservations about the policies of, or the promises of the Barbados Labour Party. If you're going to do this on radio, and as you said, it's kind of late for that, but if you're going to do this on radio, it can't be just Michael Howard sitting here. It would have to be somebody else from the Barbados Labour Party. It would also have to be somebody else from Solutions Barbados, who have taken a totally different look, a different approach. It would also have to be from the UPP, who also have a unique approach. And
now,
that would be a very good program. But
now,
but in any case, just a second, man. In any case, all of their views have been expressed. They're out there. And those who are interested and who've been following would know the difference between all of them. Hello?
Well, I was hoping that you would tell me that I can continue now. But, you know, I stopped so you can say what you had to. The reason why I mentioned him is that I see him as totally independent. And I did not suggest anyone, the other parties, because they would give their political party view biases. And this is why I suggest him, because then he speaks independently.
Suppose I had said to you, Well, just okay, forget all those other police. Let's bring Mara Dukaran in here as well and have her on the air along with him.
She's independent as well. Fine, I can accept that.
Okay.
I was trying not to cloud the views of those who are running in the party because you know they will do that.
But I understand you, but all I'm saying to you, okay, is that I've heard this thing about independence, and all of a sudden, this body is independent, that body is independent. And that is why I said to the person before, well, a couple of people before, that is why we go for a third party that's outside the country. And because this thing of independence, people will write to you and show you, well, on such and such a day, this person said X or this person said that. When you go and make a check, you realize, what independence? It's just that people say my slip is showing, you know. But the reality is that you take positions and you take positions on fundamental issues, and other people will argue, well, you've taken a party position, although it is a philosophical position that you've taken. But that is just it. You know, I really can't entertain anymore because I have to take a commercial break. Welcome back. We have 16 minutes before the end of the program. We're going straight down. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Price. How are you?
I am well, and how are you?
I'm good, too. I'm good. Now, I want to take a look at an article in today's paper there by Edra Allen about the CCGA with you. Because it seems like only he and I understand what the Prime Minister said. But before we go there, there are two things that I want to look at with you.
You're going to make it fast, though. I want to get. I got six calls here.
It's going to be fast, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the other day you and I were speaking, and you said to me that when I asked you about a disparity between bus fares for adults and school children, you told me it was 50 years ago, and you can't remember. But I heard you speaking on the national insurance, and you say that your father was advised not to contribute and know that he is one that would be disadvantaged. National insurance was also set up 50 years ago. But we can let that stay there, right?
What is the point you're making? Because you're talking apples and oranges. What is the point you're making?
There you go, right? Ms. Motley had made a proposal to give non-contributory pensioners a $70 a week.
So what is going to do about spheres?
No, I was just talking about the 50 years to remembering Mr. Price. Don't get tired.
No, you look, just go along, because you're making the sense, you know. Go along.
Well, there you go. Mr. Price, a couple of weeks ago, I was discussing disparity. I speak about disparity between...
I understand the disparity. The law is clear. The bus fare is $2.
Right.
So it's a gentleman's agreement. It is a gentleman's agreement to pay $150, but the law is clear.
When I asked you when you was a schoolboy, if there was a disparity between the fares, you told me you cannot remember that it was 50 years ago, Mr. Price. Anyhow, let me make my point.
Please.
The non-contributory pensioners have been offered a $70 a week increase. Right? Some people still confused over it, however. Supposed to go from $155 to $225. Right? There's also a disparity between the contributory and non-contributory. Some index to call it. I would like to know what the contributors, because I've contributed, would be getting. You could find out that for me.
I would think the Barbers Labour Party got to win first, and then you could ask the whoever for that.
Next
question. Well, but that's the only thing I can tell you. Why can't I do nothing else?
Mr. Price, so you don't know that based on the index, what the difference would be? Right now, it is clearly that the non-contributors would get $900 a month. I am hoping that we that does contribute would get twice as much as them. I can't see you coming and getting them the same as we, or even three quarters. So I would think that it would got to be we'd be getting twice as much as them.
As they say,
anyhow, you can check that out for me.
No, I ain't gonna check that out. By Thursday night or early Friday morning, we will know if this is even an issue. Because the party could be back in power and it will become a non-issue. So next question.
But when you don't feel if you find out before that we would try to get it. But if I know for certain that she is going to give them $900 a month and is going to give me $1,800 a month.
But Dr. Maskell said, he made it clear, I really can't recall everything he said about it, he made it clear that they would also have to give some increase to the contributory pension as well.
But I don't want it to be just some increase. You know, this is the problem I just have. There is
hold on. As I said, I have a lot of calls and I really want to get a couple more. But the whole thing about it is, you are trying to find out something that only the people who propose it can say. I can't say because I don't know about it. All I know is what they say.
Mr. Price.
So come with another question real fast or I will just move on.
Mr.
Real
Price,
fast.
There is an index. You know it?
I know it. But the point about it is at the end of the day, they have to say exactly what they're going to do. Okay? And that's all I could tell you. And that's all anybody can tell you. The only body who can tell you exactly what's going on is Dr. Maskell and the BLP. And they have been trying to explain that. And if you don't understand it, fine. I heard what they said. I heard it like everybody else do. Okay?
So what I am saying
to you is either you go with it or you don't go with it.
But Mr. Price, I cannot go with it when I don't know what I am going to get.
Well, great. And we can continue this conversation another day. I have a lot of calls. I want to take a couple other calls. Good afternoon. This is Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon. That person did drop out.
Sir, I'm at 2 points there.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
I heard you talking about a gentleman saying that buses are still running and the hospital, people still attend the hospital. You haven't been in the hospital? You're sick? Mr. Price?
Thankfully, I haven't been sick in years.
Well, listen, it's all right that you're going to hospital, you're getting tested, but when you go to hospital, you got to carry on tea, carry on food, carry on a sweater when you go there, because you're going to be there till the next day. Huh? It's all right for me to say I have been there and spent days there, so I know how it is, you know? And waiting 4 hours or more for bus, would that be really embarrassing? Huh? Getting the bus and got to wait 4 or more hours, would that defeat the purpose? And my next point, we move fast, we're turning short. My next point, I heard, remember we used to go to the Privy Council, Carabao Cases Privy Council in London, mm-hmm. and pay a lot of money, very expensive to us, mm-hmm. and we signed on to the CCJ. You know, Bobby, like, we first out for everything. Just to be signed on to this, and we signed on to that. So we signed on to the CCJ, which I am very thankful for, because it saved a lot of our brothers and sisters from going to Privy Council, which can't afford it. I know you're thought that we can break away from the CCJ. Huh? It may be that we can do like how for me, this federation again. High federation, everybody drop out. And they'll be joined by the court that just because the first case was the Jamaican case, we lost that. And we lost all the cases too.
Sir. This is Brad Stats. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Price.
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling to just know with the guys with Strikers Tenantry. Again, I asked yesterday.
Sir, you have a problem here.
Hello?
You need to close the window or something because we're getting a...
Oh, okay.
Close the window.
Okay.
All right, good. Yeah, good. Go ahead now. I think the quality is all right. Yeah. Yeah, the quality is fine now, it seems. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. With the
you're talking about Circus Tenantry.
Yeah, non-contributory pensions. I was asking if you just get pension every 2 weeks or every week? Is it
every 2 weeks. It's every 2 weeks.
So it'd be every, if it's, so the $225 would be 2 weeks, or the pension rate is $225 every 2 weeks. What is it? What it is now? And
it is to go to, if my memory serves me right, it's to go to $225 every 2 weeks, if my memory serves me correctly.
So how do you get your funny mass at $900 a month, or $225 every 2 weeks is only $450 a month? Every 2 weeks is thing.
It's supposed to be about $450 a month at the non-contributory level.
I hear they keep saying that it's $900 a month.
I know what he was. I know what he was saying. I want him to develop the point some more, but he wants to be a more of a googly. He wants to bowl more googlies than anybody else. When he needs something, to just bowl straight. You know, that would be more helpful sometimes.
Anyhow, with the thing, he was telling me that he wanted to form it the guy before him was telling you about Professor Michael Howard,
mm-hmm.
and his and he analyzed the two manifestos, mm-hmm. and what the DLP was bringing. And as I was saying, the former governor of the Central Bank, I don't know, you're editor at The Nation, I guess. I don't know if you saw her article in yesterday's paper.
Yes, Dr. Mary Williams, yes. Uh-huh. I saw her.
Did you see her article?
I did.
Pardon me, sir?
Yes, I did.
And she's saying that you could use the money for new spending, the last paragraph in yesterday's paper. Didn't you see that?
Yes, I saw what she said. But the main point is this, and what the gentleman is suggesting, of where we have a forum where people like Professor Howard.
I'm just saying that different economists see things differently.
Right, and Professor Howard
is not the only. He's not the only economist,
mm-hmm.
in the land. He's not a thing that his is not the only opinion that we can go on. Mm. I guess that Miss Williams is an economist as well. As a former governor of Central Bank, she could have a say. I am saying, like I said yesterday, all the austerity that the European Union and the thing put on Greece, haven't allowed them to spend, been allowed them and cut pensions. And all that they have done in Greece, it has not helped Greece. Because Greece now owes them more money than they admitted that Greece will ever be able to repay. Because the economy is not growing, because no money is spent in the country. They cut civil servants in Greece. They cut them salaries. Everything they cut in Greece, and it's going on 10 years, and all the savings that they're making, still they're making the savings. So are we going for the Greek model, or are we going for the master plan?
Lord have mercy. Just politics. I must tell you, people, that I am going to be so happy when this election is over, so that we can have a sensible conversation without people having all these different agendas, where we can actually try to analyze things without people ascribing motives to any positions taken. That is something that I'm really, really looking forward to after when this election is over. As this person here is saying, we need to have conversations on the way forward and the implications for the population in terms of what will be required of us, in terms of change of mindset, attitude, and the kinds of things we need to be doing to change the way we do everything so that Barbados, we can get the best for Barbados. Because at the end of the day, we all live here. At the end of the day, we all want to do well personally and do well for our families. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to when the dust is settled that we can get home. And on that note, I want to urge every single person who's registered to vote to go out there and to vote. As I read from the Barbados Employers Confederation's circular, they did tell employers that it's a minimum of that the 1 hour that a person is allowed to vote is the minimum, but it has to be as much time as necessary, and they cannot, people must be allowed to vote. So employers do know, and for those employees who are trying to figure out what to do, the law is very, very clear on that. On that note, I'd like to thank Dennis, and I'd like to say go out and vote on Thursday, and let's hope and pray that we get a government that we voted for. Over and out.